Good afternoon. Welcome. You ready to sweat? Me too. Downward dog. Hopefully I don't sweat on you. Drop your head towards the ground. Open up your eyes. Set your gaze to one point. Make your lips touch. Keep your jaw relaxed. And move air. Move your body. Get a sense of a moving practice, moving into stillness. Bring your feet together. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Move your upper leg to the left. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Move your upper leg to the right. Look forward. Walk to your hands. Flat back. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Bow forward. Bring your hands to the mat. Ground your feet in the floor. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Look up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Gaze forward. You can close your eyes. One om. Look up. Reach up. Breathe in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Inhale, flat back. High plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Work your hands into the floor like never before. Like really, fan your fingers across your mat. And dial the index and middle finger mounds where the fingers meet the palms, the index and middle finger mounds into the ground. From the core, press your finger mounds on the floor, lift your hips up to the sky, and relax your neck. Breathe out, push your hands on the ground even more. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back, bow forward. Sweep up, fan your fingers apart, bow down. Feel the floor under your hands. Flat back. High to low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Spread your fingers apart. Feel the length of the thumbs, the index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, baby fingers, where the hands meet the forearms. Keep the wrists neutral. Dial into the space between thumb and index finger. Wrinkle up your mat between your hands. Pull in. Now press down, lift your hips up. Breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow down. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Low plank. Work your hands. Up dog, no cupping in your hands. Down dog, warrior one, step your right foot forward. Set your gaze to one point. Lift your toes up, spread them apart. Work the space between your fingers. Create more space between your fingers. Shift your vision up. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Work your hands. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Arrange your feet so you're stable but not static. Square the pelvis and square the shoulders to the front of the room. Lift your toes. Fan your fingers. Get blood flowing to the finger domes. Lower the chin to the chest a little bit. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Huge breath in. Empty it out. Fill up your lungs. Go up. Go up. Go down. Low plank. Good. Up dog. Down dog. Let's keep it moving. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump up to your hands. Ooh. Halfway up. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Root down, rise. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. From the core, press the floor, rebound, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Work your hands. Feel the skin between the thumb and index finger stretch out. Like I could grab it and pull it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Lift and spread your toes. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Move it. Step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale. Go up. Go back a little. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Go for the stretch. You got to come from the inside and shine out. Go back a little. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Work the hands. Wrinkle up the mat in between your hands. Feel that heat rise up from the hands to the arms and to the core. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Go up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. I think one more cycle of sun bees will unlock something that wouldn't necessarily get unlocked unless we did one more. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump to your hands and go on your own. You don't have to know. You can find your way, especially in a community where the teacher's not cueing you through the sun salutations. You've already been cued. You've been programmed to some level in a conscious way. Trust yourself. Just keep moving. There's no way you can mess this up. Once you get to down dog, work your hands. Really work your hands. All right. Now dial into your finger mounds and lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, stay here, or flip your dog. Work both hands. Press the finger mounds on the bottom hand through the rubber of your mat. And match the hands energetically so they both shine. High plank, spin your heels to the right, take your left arm to the sky. Rest your upper arm to your side. Low plank. Up dog. Work your hands. Down dog. Get those. Step your right foot forward. Crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Train your feet into receptivity. Arrange your feet so you're stable. Five, you can straighten your arms. You could add blocks. You could add binds. Four, play the edge. Stability and freedom. Three, use your in-breath. Lengthen your spine. Lift away from the floor. Now tighten up your back thigh muscles and breathe out. Get all the air out. Warrior two, windmill up. Extended side angle. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Let's add a little spice. Grab your front ankle with your right hand. Do a three-quarters bind. Five. You could go into a full bind. Any four variation. Keep your gaze steady. Three, spread out your 10 toes. Two, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. All right. Work your hands. Work them. Pin the finger mounds on the mat. Lift your left leg to the sky. Now don't lose touch with your foundation. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. Dial in. Vashistasana. Rest your upper arm to your side. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Five. Put both feet straight forward on 12 o'clock. You could add or subtract space front to back or right to left. Four, build your house on a rock. Three, maybe we want to transition on an in-breath. Listen carefully. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be patient. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Spice it up a little bit. Grab your front ankle with your left hand. Do you see how the front knee collapses into the front big toe? Five. It's a good governor. Keep the front knee directly above the front ankle. Four. Lift and spread your toes. Three. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Let's put our hands to the test. Walk your hands towards your feet. Leapfrog. So before you get moving, ground the hands on the mat. Bring your shoulders over your wrists. And walk your feet towards your hands. Jump off the floor with both feet at the same time. Five. Good soul strengthening work. Four. Play in your edge. Three. Confronting the difficult stuff with an open heart. Open your hands up. Fan your fingers. Come to the front of your mat, thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Get right in there. Close the loop. Look at your feet. Study your feet like we study the hands. Whatever's touching the floor, this is the origin of self-study. This is really where we come home. It's getting in touch with this big energy that's flowing up through the feet. Spin the inner ankles back and the outer ankles down. Feel the bottoms of your feet come to life. Spin the inner ankles back. Press your outer ankles to the floor. Take your outer shins in. And sit your pelvis like 6 to 8 inches towards your mat. Take your shin bones back. We'll do 10 counts. Use your in-breath. Dig deep. Five. Be courageous with humility. Sit down towards your mat. Four, take your heart forward off the front of your thighs. Three, Relax your jaw, relax your brow, lift up and spin two. Ragdoll, good work, Donnie. Separate your feet, fingers to toes pose. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. With gentleness, pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Use the strength of your big toes. Pin your fingers in your mat and then try to pull your big toes up. Make it a dance of control and surrender. Lean in. Let go of your toes, crow. Five. So there's a pulling in here. Four, you get your thigh bones pulling in. Wrinkle up the mat between your hands. Pull in there. Three, pull your belly to your spine. Look forward. Two, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Look forward and jump up your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. We're doing great. Let's keep going. Prayer twist to the left. Opportunity to be in power. When you feel resistance and you embrace it and you see it as an opportunity to break from the bondage that occurs in between your ears. This is why setting your gaze burns through a lot of psychological stuff. Drop your pelvis towards the floor. And now simultaneously, lift your toes up, lift your collarbones up. 10 counts. Every in-breath, lengthen your spine more. Get some elevation. Every out-breath, work the twist. Work the spiral from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Five. No tension in the jaw. Four. Three. Pull the tips of your fingers out of the knuckles. Now lengthen your spine. Lift off your thighs and spin more. Ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Gorilla. As you take your hips forward, ground the center of each heel on your mat. Begin to lift your hips up. Relax your neck. Open your eyes. Firm up your thigh muscles. Open your eyes. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Five. Work contraction. Pull in. From the outside, pull in. Four. Press the inner edges of your feet together. There you go, Souza. Three. Two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Jump up to your hands, flat back, forward bend. Root down, sweep up. Eagle, don't get stopped. Bend your knees, wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five, work and calibrate the vertical plane. Keep your shoulders over your hips. Four, stack your finger knuckles. Three, two, sweep up, eagle, five, four, three, you're creating perfect tension. Two, sweep up, Garudasana, seal your lips, seal the midline of the body, make your brow smooth. And how about a little more fire at the legs? Squeeze your thigh bones into the center line of the body. Drop low. Breathe out. 2 inches down. Sweep up. Eagle. Spread out your 10 toes. Back a little. Back. Feel your legs on fire. Keep your shoulders over your hips. Breathe in. Empty out. Tighten it up. Not too much. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up to hip height. Stay here or take a yoga toe lock. One, two, three, four. Open it. Gaze left. One, two, three, four, close it, twist. Gaze forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Half moon. Half bow. Five.
Like a claw. Like a claw.
Four. A ten. Yeah. Okay. Three. Firm up your thigh muscles. Pull them in. Look up. Two. Ragdoll.
Yay. Yes.
Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. You okay with assists? Balance on your right leg. Lift your left knee up to hip height. Stay here or extend your upper leg in front of you. One, two, three, four. Open it. Gaze to the right. Gaze forward. Bring your upper leg forward and twist. Keep breathing through this. Gaze forward. Lift your arms high. Breathe in. Airplane. Half moon. Half bow. Claw. Five. Work your navel to your spine. Pull in. Four. Pull your thigh muscles in. Three. Look up. From the inside, shine out. Two. Ragdoll. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together and stand up. Take your arms high. Pull it in. Take your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. The dancer. Bend your right knee. Grab your right ankle. Five. Create a balance of effort and ease. Four. Three. Shift your vision up a bit. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Dancer. Maybe a little bend in the bottom knee, and then the effort to accelerate the legs. Five. Both legs. Four. Three. Let go of any excess effort. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Breathe. 10. Be mindful that you're keeping this a breathing practice. Keep the form loose and let the in-breath begin to firm up the muscles. So be in a process. Feel that. You're in a dance with breath. That's vinyasa. Five, the form is a container. Four, I feel the pulsation. Be moved forward and up. Three, pull your belly to your spine. Now quarter floor, go forward, go up. Two, exit with ease. Standing bow, right in. Don't let your energy get robbed by going unconscious in the transitions. Lift up. You're generating inspiration. So your respiration, even in-breaths, even out-breaths. Create the appropriate texture. At ease. Effort and ease. Ease and effort. Five. Slowly. Lift up the thigh muscles. Pull in. Four. Move your upper shin, your upper leg to the sky. Back and up. Three. Your collarbones forward and up. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Three. Right in. Balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. Locate the space behind your thumbs and in front of your sternum. The skin, fascia. Probably little muscle fibers there. Take the sides of your neck back and lift the crown of your head up. Lift your arms up. Now, just as there's an energy going from the floor, up the legs, through the core, torso, arms, fingers, there's an energy funneling down through the fingers, arms, lateral bodies, core, pelvis, feet. Root down and go up. Anjali, taking hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Tree, go right in. Go right in. Intentionally holding good space between the poses. The spaces between the notes. It's really where the music is. Shift your vision up. Take your arms up. Fan your fingers apart. Hold good space between the fingers. It's equal. Good. All fingers are charged up equally. From the core to the hand, shine out. Look up. Breathe in. Gaze forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow down. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Get the hands. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Triangle. Now there's a lot of work at the level of where the body touches the floor. Five. This is why if you add inches in between your feet front to back. Four. You'll wake up the dexterity of the feet in a new way. Spread out your toes. Three. Lift your quadriceps up. Two. Drop this. Yes. Ground down. Stand up. Face left. Take your arms high. Lower your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Make your hands meet at your thoracic spine. Somewhere up there, the heart spine. Bow forward. Lift your toes up. Get some more space between the baby and fourth toe. That'll help out a lot. Spin your inner ankles to Harvard Street, back. Your outer ankles towards your mat. Lift your kneecaps up. Now relax your neck and open your eyes. Breathe in. Empty it out. Root down, stand up. I got you. Face front, reverse prayer. Get some blood flowing through these spaces in the wrists. That'll dry out. And almost like the little bones in the wrists become fused. Feel that streamline up from the core through the fingers. Twisting triangle. Ow. Don't rush the process. Build your house on rock. You can keep your right hand at your hip or take your right arm to the sky. Five. Four. Flat, flat, now, flat. Three. Press down into the earth. Lengthen your spine. Lift up and go for the spiral. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward, triangle. I know when I'm close to being at the edge because the inner edge of the front foot will come up. I'll lose touch with the floor through the outer edge of the back foot. See, and then I got to work it. Five, lift your toes up. Dial the four corners of your feet in your mat. Four. Three. Pull in, Steph, pull in. Take your upper arm bones back. Chin to your chest, just a little. Now breathe out. Stand up. That's good, Stephanie. Face right. Lift your arms above you. And lower your left arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. When you do the wide-legged forward folds, be mindful nothing touches the floor but your feet. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Relax your neck. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Keep them up. It's good. Breathe them. Empty it out. Stand up. Face front. Reverse prayer. You losing touch with the inner edge of the front foot and the outer edge of the back foot? Get the four corners of the feet in your mat. Twisting triangle. Remember, arrangement of the feet. Five, square the pelvis to the front of the mat. Four, is good, it's perfect. Three, go ahead, take that up, you're ready. Two, go forward, lift up. Chaturanga. That's good, Judy. I would go a little shorter, a little shorter. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Cross your right ankle over your left ankle. Low plank. High plank. Low. High. Low. High. Switch feet. Low plank. High. Low. High. Low. High. Feet on neutral. And come forward and down. 3, 2, 1. Good. Bring your arms by your side. Take a breath in. Empty it out. I picked the right one, huh? Locust, lace your fingers at your lower back. Pull your limbs to the center line. Press down and come up. 5. All back bends. The main default is the thigh bones drift apart. Pull them into center. 4. 3. Come up 2 inches away from the mat. Both ends. 2. Come down. Bow. Bend your knees and grab your ankles or your shins. You can do one leg at a time. Move your thigh bones to the center line. Move your shin bones back. Bring the intensity of straightening your legs, moving your shin bones to the back. And watch with an open heart what arises. 5. This is what builds resilience. 4. Hanging out at the edge. 3, but not tensing, not clenching, relaxing. Come down to the mat. Breathe in. Empty it out. Bow. She's okay. She's okay. Pull your thigh bones to center. Come on up. What an opportunity to study the ways we perhaps close down. When strong sensations come up, stay open, unguarded, and clear. Take the sides of your neck back, lift the crown of your head up. 5. Breathe into the center of the chest. Make that your target. 4. Pull the bow back. Pull it. Keep the target. 3. 2. Come down. Up dog. Down dog. Camel. 5. You could keep your hands at your hips or reach back and grab your heels. 4. 3. Push in, push in. Yeah, push, push. 2. Down dog. Camel. The idea is that you have your hips against a wall and you don't want your hips coming off the wall. Five, press your feet and your knees into the mat. 4, press into my hands like everything you got. 3, more, more. Go ahead. You got it. You got it. 2, down dog. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Bridge, lean your back. Lift your hips up. Lace your fingers at your lower back. 5. Let's go, Puma Ikuma. Let's go. 4. 3. You get a bonus if you can relax your glutes. 2. Come down. Wheel. Create your foundation. It's a create your way of being. Your attitude is reflected in how you set yourself up for success, is it not? Press down and come up. Five. 4. Work your legs. 3. Now flatten your hands. Work to straighten your arms. 2. Come down. How's that? Pretty good? All right, wheel. Ready? Press down and come up. So same hands in your dog poses. Work the finger mounds on the mat. Five. Press the four corners of your feet in the floor. Four. Push into my hands, Daniel. Three. Two. You could stay up. Breathe in. Empty it out. Press the floor. Come up. Five. Get this one. This is a supercharger. Four. Three. Press the floor. Work the finger mounds. Two. You could stay up. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right. Let's do three more. Ready? Set. Press down. Come up. If you're like, it's working. It's working. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Get this one. Ready? Go. Get it. Get it. Get it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Go. Go. Five. Four. Relax your head. Next. Three. Okay. Two. You could stay up. Breathe in. Empty it out. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right, let's be great. Ready? Set. Press down. Come up. Get your neighbor up with you. Come on up. 10, 9. It's all your legs. All your legs. You're good, boy. You're good. You're good. Have faith. 5, 4. Press the floor. 3. Come on up. Come on up. All right, come down. Good job. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Rest. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Breathe in, empty it out, pull your knees into your chest, bring your knees to one direction, the chin to the opposite direction. Dead bug, not that one, not yet, you know, just... Do the work of keeping the spine flat on the mat. Work your upper body strength and pull your legs down towards the floor. We don't have to do core, but we will. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs vertically. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Let's bring the left foot flat on the mat, or just bring the left leg to hover about a few inches off the floor. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat and breathe in. Exhale, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. Five, four, three, two, one. Switch legs. Breathe in. Exhale, go up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Five, four, three, two, one. Both legs up. Sit on your forearms. Listen carefully. Maybe have your palms face the floor. That'll be good. All right, lower your legs so they're about 2 inches from the mat. Listen, listen, you're going to love this. Listen. All right, you're going to lift your legs up and then press down, lift your hips up. Come, hips down and lower your legs down. Lift your legs up, lift your hips up. All right, last set, lower your hips and lower your legs. Lift your legs, lift your hips, and lower your hips. Bring your knees to your chest. Did you love it?
Love.
Okay. Bicycle. You don't even have to like it. You just keep doing it. You get stronger. Consider strength in your bicycle as integrity. It's integrating to the center line, working towards a peak experience of being moved by your breath. Take strength to hold that space where a bigger energy flows through you. And pull into the center line, about five more counts. You're doing fantastic. Stay with it. Awesome. Lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30% towards the mat, 60%. 2 inches from the floor. Go side to side from the core, though, not the legs. That's a totally different experience, moving your legs. From the legs, move the legs from the core. Bring your legs to center. Lift your legs up. Lower your legs 1/3. 2/3. We're almost done. Lower your legs 2 inches from the ground. Do crossovers. We're not done. We got one more round after this, okay? Now bring your legs together and lift your legs up. Okay, pull your knees to your chest. I don't know what happened. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Organize your body so the shoulders are on the mat and you're at ease. You're practicing letting go of effort right now. Breathe in, empty it out, bring your knees up to center over to the right, move your chin towards your left shoulder. Breathe in, empty it out. Coming back to the middle, pull your knees into your body. Now flex your feet, grab behind your thighs, rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum and then ride a current that moves you right through into down dog. Half pigeon. Lunge your right leg forward. A little sweating. You can put a block underneath your right hip. Maybe lay on your back. Meditate on your body surrendering to gravity. That takes conscious attention, otherwise you're going to be fighting gravity. This is why we practice yoga. We align with gravity. And when we really surrender, we begin to experience an uplifting energy. It's surrendering. And in order to take surrender out of concept, we begin right here, feeling the quality of letting go, of surrendering, right at the ring of the nostrils. And we watch the tension in the shoulders dissolve and the neck. The unclenching of the jaw, the hands, moment to moment. Feel your lips inside the mouth. Relax your tongue. And flex your upper foot. Drop right into the ground. Look. Where else? When else? Then right here, right now, look right in. That's the instruction, to take a U-turn and look in. And what you get discover when you have that tenacity and that studentship just to begin again is the process of you holding space yourself. About 5 more counts. You managing your energy. You being grounded. You coming back to right here, right now, on earth. Not in the space between your ears. Right here, listening to my voice. Knowing you're listening to my voice. And if you're not listening to my voice and you just heard that, then good, that's you come back now. Take a breath in. Empty out. Down dog, half pigeon, Lunge your left leg forward. Settle in. I love the metaphor and the image for meditation and settling in the muddy glass of water that you just let sit on the table. The sediments drop to the bottom and the water becomes clearer. Flex your upper foot. Can you see that even just like a little movement disturbs the experience of being right here? Remember now, if you have to shift, you can shift consciously. If I'm gonna be still on my meditation cushion or on my mat, I have to consciously and intentionally bring that into view, that I need to be intentional moment to moment to moment. And usually I will. I'll fidget, I'll scratch in meditation. And it takes work to not condemn myself because it's so simple. And I've been teaching yoga meditation for 25 years and I still scratch and fidget. And can I start over without condemnation? Or five more counts. And really practice, if not here, not where. If not here, where? And if not now, when? Just another moment, drop right in. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up, double pigeon. Let's come in. Bow forward. Drop your head down. Feel like your head is a weight on the bottom of a string. Kind of like that. Just drop it down. Breathe in. Empty it out. Let it go. Let it go. Like, really. This is it. Let it go. All right. Sit up. Switch legs. Flex your feet, roll forward on your sitting bones, lift up, lift up, lift your collarbones up, roll forward on the sitting bones and bow forward. Flex your feet, get some energy moving through the ankles, flex, flex. More, more. That's it. No. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Start with your knees bent. Get your belly or your chest to your thighs. Go slow. Lift your thigh muscles up under the thigh bones. Press the back of your thigh bones down. Relax your head. I relax your neck. Can you use your upper body strength and pull the upper body towards the tops of your feet? You okay? Mm-hmm. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Inverted table. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Take an inversion. If you want to do another pose you love to do, it's a good time for that. Choose a setting. It's either like your feet are flat on the floor, like the setting of the ankles, or like you kind of got a high heel shoe on, like that. Yeah. Feel that stream. It's a stream from the core to the feet, through the feet. Like a geyser, water being pushed up, and energy moving up. From the core through the feet, usually going down, but now that energy that's going down is up. You can take your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor. Curl your toes under. I'm a big stand for once the feet are on the ground to curl the toes under and lace the fingers and to be gritty around that. It's a good way to begin a shoulder stand practice, too, is from a modified plow, moving into full plow. With the fingers laced, the shoulder blades moving to the spine line, the thoracic spine moving into the chest. And take your knees by your ears, maybe pinch your temples or your jaw. So lucky. We are so lucky. Supta Baddha Konasana. Well, full Shavasana. It all comes down to being right here, always. Every yoga class, every meditation sit, everything you've done to further your practice in yoga has brought you to this moment, and all the training you've done was to be right here in this moment, like really, to feel the floor below you, to hear my voice. If that's happening outside your skin, the distinction between other voices in your head and then my voice out here. Train to put your attention out here. When you drift off, just come back. Doesn't matter how many times you drift off, it's you coming back that strengthens a spiritual muscle. It's pretty clear once you practice just coming back, dropping everything, coming right back right here, how powerful that returning is. That beginning again is. Okay, breathe in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer. Clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say namaste, peace, and love. Good work, you guys. Nice job. Go have a great day, okay? Go get water. Get some electrolytes in your body, and get some water-rich food. It's really important, okay? When you stand up, stay on your feet, spray your blocks down. Yogi toes and mats go in the hampers. The straps, if they got wet, they go in the hampers. Otherwise, hang them up by the long part. I'll see you soon. Thanks for being here. Take care. You're welcome.